I'm sorry, Tucker. We're going to get cut right off because there's no way I can do that.
He wondered if he could get a glass of wine into her, loosen her up some.
You were a cheerleader in high school. Y'all did all kinds of complicated choreography for those routines.
That's different. And a long time ago to boot.
When was the last time you danced?
Like that? Never.
At all?
She shoved a hand through her glossy dark hair.
I don't know. Maybe freshman year at college?
Her shoulders slumped.
Mama Pearl made a mistake. I'm not cut out for this. I'm going to disappoint everyone.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, sugar.
Tucker wanted to thoroughly beat whoever had put those thoughts into her head. He suspected it'd be a long list of people. Instead, he opened his music and queued up a half dozen songs. As the opening brass sounded for the first number, he held out his hand for hers.
You aren't going to disappoint anybody. You've got me as a partner, and I'm damned good.
With a look of skepticism, she took it.
Were you this cocky in high school?
It's not cocky if you're stating the facts.
With a quick tug, he had her stumbling against him. Her breath whooshed out, and her breasts pressed against his chest. Half the blood in his head rushed south, and he had to resist the urge to skim his hands up her spine. Instead, he slid one arm around her back, adjusting her posture.
You just need to loosen up a bit. Have fun with it.
Fun,
she repeated. The blank expression on her face absolutely broke his heart. But if he'd learned anything from watching her these past months, it was that Corinne Dawson didn't want pity in any form.
For the next little while, you need to forget about work, forget about school, forget about your test, forget about being a mom, forget about life. You need to get used to moving with me.
Oh, hell. Did that actually sound as suggestive as it did in my head?
A flash of something, awareness, wariness, in her eyes told him it probably did.
Slow your roll, McGee. Right now, this is just business.
As Sinatra crooned that he wouldn't dance, Tucker stepped into her, enjoying the press of her body against his, before she stepped haltingly back. Even stiff as a board, she felt amazing. She tried to look down at her feet.
Relax. Eyes on mine. You're thinking too hard about what you're doing.
I told you I'd be terrible at this.
You're not terrible. You haven't stepped on my feet once. Nora would have broken three toes by now.
The corner of her mouth twitched.
Seriously?
God's truth. I love her to death, but the woman can't dance to save her soul. Admittedly, she did try to warn me.
Was that before or after she and Cam got together?
He considered.
Well, before they told anybody they were together, anyway. Details are rather sketchy as to when they actually coupled up. Now, Cam, he's got some rhythm. He and Tyler will be our big competition.
I figure everybody will be big competition. And what's with the easy jazz? Jive is more upbeat than this, isn't it?
It is, but you've got to crawl before you can walk. I need to get a sense of how you move, how well you can follow direction.
She stumbled again and made a growling noise before breaking away to pace across his living room.
I suck.
Were you able to balance at the top of the pyramid your first day as cheerleader?
No.
Okay, then. You learn that, and you'll learn this. Come here.
Sinatra rolled into Dean Martin. Corinne sighed and took his hand again.
It's hard to trust a partner you don't know. So, why don't we do a little Q&A?
Okay.
But she drew the word out, as if she wasn't sure what he'd ask.